So we now go to 1938, June 2nd, 3-day retreat. Under the direction of Master Jesus, who himself commanded me to make this retreat, and who selected the days on which I was to make it, namely the 3 days preceding Pentecost, unto himself conducted this retreat. However, I asked my confessor, properly Father Andres, whether I could make such a retreat, and I received his permission. I also asked Mother Superior, Irene, and received her permission too. I resolved that I would not make the retreat unless I obtained the permission of the superiors. I began a novena to the Holy Spirit and waited for Mother Superior's answer. I should be beginning the retreat today, but I have not yet received news of Mother Superior's decision. So only Jesus is the one who directs the retreat. So she needs the permission from the confessor and permission from the superior. So confessor is okay, green light, but not yet the Mother Superior. When I went to church for the evening devotions, I saw the Lord Jesus during the litany. My daughter, we're beginning the retreat. I answered, Jesus, my dearest master, I ask your forgiveness, but I cannot make the retreat because I have received no news as to whether Mother Superior allows it or not. Do not worry, my daughter. The superior has given her permission. You will learn of it tomorrow morning. But we are to start the retreat today. And indeed, Mother Superior had telephoned that evening to the sister who is looking after me during my illness, asking her to tell me that I was allowed to make the retreat. But the sister had forgotten to tell me. It was only next morning that she told me. She was very apologetic that she had not told me the day before. I answered her, please do not worry. I have already started my retreat according to the superior's wish. The first day, in the evening, Jesus gave me the subject for meditation. At the first moment, my heart was filled with fear and joy. Then I pressed myself close to his heart, and the fear vanished. Only joy remained. I felt entirely like the child of God, and the Lord said to me, fear nothing. What has been forbidden to others has been given to you. The graces that are not given to other souls to discern, or even from a distance, nourish you every day, like the daily bread. Consider, my daughter, who it is to whom your heart is so closely united by the vows. Before I made the world, I loved you with the love your heart is experiencing today. And throughout the centuries, my love will never change. Also for us, from eternity, Jesus loves each one of us. Only the point that we'll ever respond. For a sinner, take a chance and respond as soon as possible. I think we are invited to believe that we were loved from eternity. We exist already in the eye of the Lord. We are not something accidental. We are someone dearest to him. Application. At the very thoughts of him to whom my heart is wedded, my soul entered into profound recollection. An hour passed like a minute in this state of recollection. I came to know the attributes of God, burning with an inner fire of love. I went out to the garden to cool off. When I looked up to the heavens, a new flame of love flooded my heart. You know, so much love for Jesus. It's burning. He has to go out to the garden to take away the heat. Then I heard the words, "My daughter, have you exhausted the subject I gave you? If so, I will give you a new one." I answered, "O infinite majesty, eternity will not be enough for me to come to know you, but my love for you has become more intense. As a token of gratitude, I lay my heart at your feet, like a rosebud. May its fragrance delight your divine heart, now and for eternity. What a paradise it is for a soul where the heart knows itself to be so loved by God." You remember Mary Magdalene? Kneel down at his feet, wash his feet with her tears and with the ointment, the best one, and clean his feet with her hair. You know, your hair is your treasure. To use that, it's a heart to heart experience. You know, although Mary Magdalene had been seven devils in her, you know, that means she's very sinful in the past. Everybody doesn't look down on her, but only her love. Today, you will read chapter 15 of the Gospel of St. John. I want you to read it very slowly. So, when time comes, you open your Gospel, read St. John Gospel, no? That's a material of Jesus giving to Faustina for her meditation. You know, St. John is the one who so close to Jesus. He's the one who bent his head on the chest of Jesus. You know, the heartbeat of Jesus really reflecting. Second meditation. My daughter, consider the life of God, which is found in the church for the salvation and sanctification of your soul. Consider the use that you make of these treasures of grace, of these efforts of my love. So through a church, what Jesus gave, God gave us this, the means of sanctification through the sacraments, Eucharist, confessions, all. It's a means. Application. O most compassionate Jesus, I have always known how to profit from these priceless gifts, because I have paid too little attention to the gift itself and too much to the vessel in which you were giving me your gifts. So we only look for gifts. We don't look for the vessel. I mean, it's the means, the sacrament. We're just yearning for your freedom, of all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. My most sweet Master, it will be different from now on. I will put your gifts to the best use of which my soul is capable. Living faith will support me, whatever the form might be under which you send me your grace. I will accept it as coming directly from you, without considering the vessel in which you send it. If it will not always be within my power to accept it with joy, I will always accept it with submission to your holy will. So whether you take it or not take it, always give thanks. Many times we just give thanks to things that we don't really, we have given. Even things that's not given yet, with thanksgiving. Yeah, well, we are conditional. Only have and then thank you. No more, no thanks. No, whatever, if Jesus allow it not happening for you for the time being, still thank. That's a time. We are not, you know, we are conditional, so much conditional. That's why Jesus asks, well, love one as I've loved you. The way Jesus loves us is unconditional. The first one to love, to give. Conference on spiritual warfare. Words of Jesus. My daughter, I want to teach you about spiritual warfare. Never trust in yourself, but abandon yourself totally to my will. Very important. And many times we trust so much on our intellect more than the will of the Father. We are not humble enough. In desolation, darkness, and various doubts have recourse to me and to your spiritual director. So, prayer, and go to someone represent the church to talk about it. Not just by yourself and you resolve it by yourself. Not enough. He will always answer you in my name. Do not bargain with any temptation. Temptations, don't talk with it. Take out. We are not smart enough. Satan is more smart than you. Don't argue. No reasoning. Just cut. Lock the self immediately in my heart. And at the first opportunity, reveal the temptation to the confessor. Reveal to someone you trust. At least the confession. I think it's very important. Put your self-love in the last place so that it does not taint your deeds. Bear with yourself with great patience. Many times you say we are patient with others, we are not patient with yourself. We are more slow. We are more reluctant than the others. We may think that they are reluctant to do things that you like. You yourself. Do not neglect interior mortifications, fasting. Always justify to yourself the opinions of your superiors and of your confessor. You know, if what is told you, blindly trust more than trust in yourself. Shunt murmurs like a plague. You know, when you listen, someone calling you, some gossips, like a plague. You can understand. In this tsunami, they cover you and you die inside. Let all act as they like. You are to act as I want you to. You don't care what about the outside world. Jesus, I am with you. Don't be afraid. Observe the rule as faithfully as you can. If someone causes you trouble, think what good can do for the person who caused you to suffer. Do not pour out your feelings. Be silent when you are rebuked. Sometimes you fight back to once, the very first instance, when someone's, you know, speak hard towards you, your first reaction is to fight back. Do not ask anyone's opinion, but only the opinion of your confessor. Be as frank and simple as a child with him. Do not become discouraged by ingratitude. Many times you do things to people and then no response and you're upset. Do not examine with curiosity the roads down which I lead you. When boredom and discouragement beat against your heart, run away from yourself and hidden in my heart. Do not fear struggle. Courage itself often intimidates temptations, and they dare not attack you. Be courageous. That means you go to the Lord Jesus. always fight with the deep conviction that I am with you. Do not be guided by feeling, because it is not always under your control. Many times you feel your feel. How do you feel? Many times you feel wrong feeling. But all merit lies in the will. The will and feeling sometimes opposite. Always depend upon the superiors, even in the smallest things. I will not denude you with prospects of peace and consolation. On the contrary, prepare for great battles. Know that you are now on a great stage where all heaven and earth are watching you. Fight like knights, so that I can reward you. Do not be unduly fearful, because you are not alone. But we have to fight. Only we are not alone. Jesus is with us. I repeat again, this is very beautiful. Even for life, you keep this one of two phrases in mind. It keep us, that's very important. Conference on spiritual warfare. The word of Jesus. My daughter, I want to teach you about spiritual warfare. Never trust in yourself, but abandon yourself totally to my will. In desolation, darkness, and various doubts, have recourse to me and to your spiritual director, someone visible. He will always answer you in my name. This confession is a sacrament. It's the Jesus himself who listened. It's Jesus himself who absolved your sin. You know, Jesus always explained. The priest is only they attend that, you know, let it scream. It's Jesus himself who listened. Do not bargain with any temptation. Perhaps. Lock yourself immediately in my heart at the first opportunity. Remove the temptation to the confessor. First go to Jesus and then go to confessor. Reveal it. Temptation will be gone. Will be gone. Put your self-love in the last place so that it does not taint your deeds. Bear with yourself with great patience. We are not enough patience with ourselves. You want to immediately, you know, you want people to do the same, and you want to do the same, but you're so reluctant at times. You're more stubborn than anybody else. And we thought the others are stubborn, and you are the most stubborn. That's why Jesus, when you see yourself, it's a little thing, and the others is a big chunk. In fact, you are a big chunk in the eye, and then the others will be exactly the gospel. Do not neglect interior modification. Always justify to yourself the opinions of your superiors and your confessor. Obedience. Shun murmurs like a plague. Let all act as you like. Let all act as they like. You are to act as I want you to. What other people suggest you, they're not your problem. Follow Jesus. Only observe the rule as faithfully as you can. I mean the rule of the convent. If someone causes you trouble, think what good you can do for the person who caused you to suffer. So even somebody caused you trouble, it's not just how to revenge, but how to do things to help the person. Do not pour out your feelings. Be silent when you are rebuked. Do not ask everyone's opinion, but only the opinion of your confessor. Be as frank and simple as a child with him. Do not become discouraged by ingratitude. Do not examine with curiosity the roads down which I lead you. When boredom and discouragement beat against your heart, run away from yourself and hide in your heart. Do not fear struggle. Courage itself often intimidates temptations, and they dare not attack you. Be courageous because Jesus is with you. Don't be afraid. At times you cannot go over it so fast, but be patient. Always fight with the deep conviction that I am with you. Do not be guided by feeling, because it is not always under your control. But all merit lies in the will. Always depend upon your superiors, even in the smallest things. I will not delude you with prospects of peace and consolation. Always, you follow Jesus and you are all the peace. Sometimes you have to still to struggle. On the contrary, prepare for great battles, something greater waiting for us. Know that you are now on a great stage where all heaven and earth are watching you. Fight like a knight so that I can reward you. Do not be unduly fearful, because you are not alone. It's beautiful, eh? Second day. My daughter, today consider my sorrowful passion in all its immensity. Consider it as if it had been undertaken for your sake alone. So ask meditation of passion of Christ. The Christ is suffering only for you. Because many times you think, oh, Jesus died for the big sinners. You are a small potato. As if Jesus is not dying for you at all. As if you are a saint already. And you are causing no pain to Jesus. Application. When I began to immerse myself in the divine passion, the great worth of the human soul and the great evil of sin were revealed to me. I understood that I did not know how to suffer. In order to gain merits for my suffering, I would unite myself more closely in the suffering to the passion of the Lord Jesus, asking of him grace for dying souls, so that the mercy of God may embrace them in this grave moment. At times we don't know how to suffer. Sometimes we avoid suffering. Second meditation. My daughter, consider the rule and the vows which you have offered to me. You know how highly I value them. All the graces that I have for the souls of religious are connected with the rule and the vows. So not you. You're fortunate. You don't have the rules to rule you. But then, for the nuns, religious, even for priests, we have the superior, I mean the bishop. When we listen, we follow the will of the Father. Application. Oh my Jesus, I feel guilty of many imperfections on this score, but by your grace, I do not recall any conscious and voluntary transgression of the rule or the religious vows. Continue to guide me, oh my God, my good Jesus, for of myself I am weak. You know, word of Jesus. Today, my daughter, for your reading, you shall take chapter 19 of St. John's Gospel and read it not only with your lips, but with your heart. The first chapter, 15. Second chapter, 19. Go to the Gospel. If you have, you know, at home, follow, you know, chapter 15 till 19. During this reading, my soul was filled with deep repentance. I saw all the ingratitude of creatures towards their Creator and the Lord. I asked God to protect me from spiritual blindness. that now next conference on sacrifice and prayer. My daughter, I want to instruct you on how you are to rescue souls through sacrifice and prayer. You will save more souls through prayer and suffering than will a missionary through his teachings and sermons alone. I want to see you as a sacrifice of living love, which only then carries weight before me. You must be annihilated, destroyed, living as if you were dead in the most secret depths of your being. You must be destroyed in the secret depth where the human eye has never penetrated. Then will I find in you a pleasing sacrifice, a holocaust for sweetness and fragrance. Die yourself completely, nothing of yourself, all present to Jesus. And great will be your power for whomever you intercede when you want to pray for someone and trust the whole thing in the Lord Jesus. Outwardly, your sacrifice must look like this: silent, hidden, permeated with love, imbued with prayer. I demand, my daughter, that your sacrifice be pure and full of humility, that I may find pleasure in it. I will not spare my grace, that you may be able to fulfill what I demand of you. It's not this year. Silent, hidden, permeated with love, imbued with prayer. The silent in a castle of what the sanctuaries of Avila, the inner castle, keep these things within yourself. I will now instruct you on what your holocaust shall consider of in everyday life, so as to preserve you from illusions. You shall accept all sufferings with love. Do not be afflicted if your heart often experiences repugnance and dislike for sacrifice. Of course, you are not slightly like suffering, no? All his power rests in the will, and so these contrary feelings, far from lowering the value of the sacrifice in my eyes, will enhance it. So that your body and soul will often be in the midst of fire. Although you will not feel my presence on some occasions, I will always be with you. Do not fear. My grace will be with you. I repeat this part. It's very important. This only second day. Next week, the third day. It's beautiful. All through, it's all the retreat. The teaching, and then finish. We're doing the retreat. Wow, it could end, last for 2-3 weeks. You know, it's better to, I can repeat all this 3 days retreat again and again, so that you can enter into your soul. You know, it is sacrifice and prayer, about sacrifice and prayer. My daughter, I want to instruct you on how you are to rescue souls through sacrifice and prayer, because Faustina is always praying for the souls in the purgatory, or souls who's in need. So she is praying and doing sacrifice. You will save more souls through prayer and suffering than will a missionary through his teaching and sermons alone. So, yeah, of course, the missionary went abroad and preached, and, you know, of course, they're doing great things. Even for Teresa of Lisieux, she cannot go anywhere, but she is patron of missionaries, of missions, you know. She stay in the convent, the same as Faustina. She will do more things. You will save more souls through prayer and suffering than will a missionary through his teaching and sermons alone. I want to see you as sacrifice of living love, which only then carries weight before me. You must be annihilated, destroyed, living as if you were dead in the most secret depths of your being. You must be destroyed in the secret depth where the human eye has never penetrated. Then I will find in you a pleasing sacrifice, a holocaust full of great sweetness and fragrance. And great will be your power for whomever you intercede. Outwardly, your sacrifice must look like this. Silent, hidden, permeated with love, imbued with prayer. A posture, quiet, don't agitate. Advance, and always keep this anger in your face. We might, but not to. My daughter, that the sacrifice is pure and full of humility. When we are angry because you are proud, you're humble, but not. No. That I may find pleasure in it, I will not spare my grace, that you may be able to fulfill what I demand of you. I will now instruct you on what your holocaust shall consist of in everyday life, so as to persevere your illusions, or to preserve you from illusions. You shall accept all sufferings with love. Do not be afflicted if your heart often experiences repugnance and dislike for sacrifice. All its power rests in the will. It's very important. Many times we do things with a feeling. I don't like this. I don't like this. This feeling. The will is the calling of the Lord. And so these contrary feelings, far from lowering the value of the sacrifice in my eyes, will enhance it. Know that your body and soul will often be in the midst of fire, you know, fighting against one another, the feeling and the mind. Although you will not feel my presence on some occasions, I will always be with you. You know, at times you don't feel the presence of Jesus when you're working in the market, in the kitchen. You never feel Jesus present if you're so sweat and so much as if Jesus doesn't know where you were. At times you don't feel his presence, but Jesus says, although you will not feel my presence on some occasions, on some hand, I will always be with you. Do not fear. My grace will be with you. So listen, with open heart, Jesus is with us. Jesus loves the way of Faustina, is the way he loves each one of us, believe it or not. Do you believe it?
Yes.
You are really incredulous. I mean, Jesus really loving each one of us. You are so precious. Treasure is a treasure of Jesus in his heart. Only don't we feel this sort of humility is pride. Sometimes we thought Jesus is not looking after you. It's pride. You're not humble enough. No. Because you don't feel the presence of Jesus always, no? Your feeling. The will is more important than the will, not the feel. Although in psychology, many times we say, how do you feel? How do you feel? In psychology, you know, in counseling, how do you feel today? You feel good? Okay. You don't feel, oh yeah, must be something turbulence in yourself. Oh, what is that? The woods. But this is another spirituality. It's the will. Jesus teaching us not only how you feel. You can have many temptations, so of course you feel bad. But in his will, you understand Jesus loved you more than anybody else. Meditate the passion of Christ as if Jesus died only for you. How do you feel? Just falling down on the ground, getting up. Only for you. How do you feel? This is so new, you know. So this week, try to live from the feel, to reveal from, well, of course, this is the will, doesn't mean only the brain, only thinking. The will also consider the trust is our faith. Our will doesn't mean something blocked. No, not this way. Faith. The beautiful word is Jesus' word. Trust in me. Jesus, I trust in you. So with this word trust, I think this is the will. Feel is just yourself. Okay.